One of the reasons we do our town every month, not only to give people information about what's happening, but also opportunities that may be out there. And with the pandemic hopefully finally coming to an end here, there's some needs out in the community that are great. And one of them is, you know, obviously there's jobs all over the place. There's hiring signs out all over, but there's not so many people out there. And maybe this is a time when you might want to think about a change or think about doing something different. Chris Mason is here from New Friends Memory Care. He's one of the owners there, but you are putting together a job fair. Tell me a little bit about the job fair and what it entails.
Okay. Thank you. We're putting together, all of the healthcare communities in Florence have come together. So we have New Friends, we have Spruce Point, we have Regency Pacific, we have Northwest Memory, and Rite Aid. And we've all come together to put on a job fair to help people understand what's out there and available in the healthcare field. It's a tremendous opportunity. The demographics are phenomenal, and the need is terrific. So in terms of career planning, I mean, we're looking at doing a job fair. It will be on July 28th. It will be at the Florence Event Center. We will be using two of their spaces there, so it's going to be a fairly good size. We have the building booked from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., so those of you that are working or looking to change careers and just need some time, either early in the day or later in the day, come on out. We're going to be talking about interviewing skills, how to improve your interviewing skills, education benefits on insurance and things like that that are out there, career tracks in healthcare. If you're looking at nursing, how to go from a CNA to a registered nurse, or HR, medical billing, medical records, activities, administration, all the different areas, and really kind of helping people look at how they can go from a entry-level position to running potentially a multi-million-dollar company. From my own benefit, I started out as a CNA. So people know that. Now I run 17 companies. We've been very blessed to see the opportunities that are out there. But in healthcare in particular, there's a huge need.
Well, in this community too, it's you know, an aging community. There's a lot of folks that are at times transition from owning their own home, going into assisted care facilities, or maybe just residential care facilities. Do you have the system set up for getting people to the educational aspects of what they need, like CNA classes or the like, such like that?
Absolutely. We're working with all of our healthcare communities are working together. We're talking with the high school in their placement programs. We're talking to each other on putting on CNA classes. There's the community colleges working on these things. So, yes, our goal is to help someone build a career path. So if they come in and they want to start off as a CNA and learn that skill set, now is an incredible time to be part of this industry. They call it the silver tsunami. People like you and I are slowly but surely
working
our way towards retirement, brother. And at some point, you know, we're going to need people to take our place. So this is an opportunity for people to come out and get their toe wet, see what's happening in the marketplace, learn about some of these things that will benefit them, and be part of something.
Well, and again, I mean, you know, there's great jobs out there in you know, restaurant and stuff like that, but people may not realize there's other opportunities for them than maybe just being a server or working in that field, that they can actually grow with companies locally.
Absolutely. I will tell you, our executive director at New Friends of Florence started out as a CNA, became a nurse, kept going back to school and working her way up to now she's the executive director and running a multi-million-dollar business. It's a great career path. Most of our executive directors in our company have started out as people who have started at an entry level. They may have started out as a cook. They may have started out as an activity director. But we have a program called the Pyramids Program, which cross-trains people to give them opportunities for advancement. with the end goal, you tell me where you want to be, and we can help you put a path together to get there.
Right. And I mean, obviously, you know, the younger ones can start out and go farther, but I'm sure that even people in their 20s and 30s and even beyond still have an opportunity to grow with companies.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's a great question. So many people, even today, second career people are coming back. One of our partners in this program is Regency Pacific, and I was talking with the executive director there. Her fiance has just come back into the workforce and gone to school to become an administrator. So, you know, and he's probably closer to my age. Those of you out here that can't tell, there's a little gray around the edges.
Well, that's certainly an awesome thing that people can do that. Now, when you have the groups of people together, is the goal to provide the education that to fill slots within the individual companies here, or are there opportunities also for in-home care and things like that? What is the goal of the job fair?
The goal of the job fair is really to, number one, make people aware of the wonderful opportunities that exist in the healthcare industry. Number two, to provide people who are interested in that opportunities and career paths within the industry. Number three, obviously, to educate them. There are jobs in the area, and there are also jobs out of the area that these companies also represent. So most of these companies are not just solely located in Florence. So there are opportunities elsewhere as well.
Because I know we do a thing here. We didn't do it the last year because of the pandemic, but we do a thing called Viking Hour, which brings in students on Monday evening to do a show. And there's usually anywhere from 6 to 12 kids that participate in that on a weekly basis. And talking to a lot of them, they're like, well, you know, I want to do something when I get out of school, but I don't necessarily want to stay around here. You know, at least not initially. They might come back at some point, but they want opportunities outside the area. And you're saying that this can provide them that?
Absolutely. Give them lots of things to look at, think about. You know, and that's what it's about. I mean, we're giving people choices, and we're putting people, as the pandemic winds down, giving people an opportunity to go back to work and make some changes in their life if they'd like to.
Is this something that people can make a good living at?
Yes, they can. They can do very well. And there's, without going into nitty gritty detail, healthcare pays pretty well. And with what's going on right now with state budgets and everything else, there are incentives for providers to pay even better. So I will tell you that Florence pays very well for entry level positions, but an executive director at a community can be making $65,000, $70,000 or more, depending upon experience and the size of the community. Nurses, well, we all know about nurses. They mm-hmm. can do very well. Yeah. So, yeah, and obviously you can do quite well as you move your way through an organization. As you know, it's very good paying jobs.
And again, you know, this is information for someone getting out of high school, for someone starting a second career, someone in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and even beyond. Tell me a little bit more about the date and time. What people, do they need to do anything to pre-register, or what do they need to do to get involved in this?
Just show up. Also, for those of you who have not gotten your COVID vaccine shots, we will be offering them on site as well from 4 to 6. So if you want to come in after work, and we'll have both the Johnson & Johnson one-stop shop shot and the Moderna shot. So you'd have to go back to Rite Aid for the second one, but they're helping us with that.
And again, this is the day of?
The day of, July 28th.
Okay.
That starts at 11 a.m. and runs till 7 p.m.
All right. And again, it's at the Florence Event Center right here. Probably one of the first things that the Florence Event Center will be doing back open again. I'm sure they might have a couple of things there.
But it really is, yes.
All right, Chris Mason, thank you so much for stopping in today. And we'll get the word out. We'll also do some news stories for you to help people get this information out.
Wonderful. Thank you, sir.
And that'll close the books on the July edition of Our Town. Tune in next month for new guests, new topics, and some new ideas maybe even on Our Town on Coast Radio.